Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Still the positions.
All I'm saying is, but he got paid for two titles, bro, right? Jeffrey Wright produces Jeff Calkins. He's the host of his own show. He gets paid for both jobs. So what I'm saying is the next guy don't get to be the co-defensive coordinator. We're only going to pay you for the one job.
With you.
So, and we're going to, again, take that difference and put it towards Memphis basketball's NIL.
When is our spring game at the Sim?
It's coming soon.
Okay, thanks.
Dude, it's coming soon. I'm trying to build up some hype.
420 or something? You talking about us and all that?
I'm trying to build up some hype. You don't want to.
Your program don't even know the damn spring game.
Dude,
you were just telling
beers.
About you and I already forgot. You were telling me
beers.
About last week.
I remember the $3 beer part. How about that?
Will you be out there?
Oh, dude, I'm
with
there.
Your coach?
Yeah, I'll be out there. I'm the what's Matthew McConaughey's title with the Longhorns? What is Ministry of Culture? I'm the Minister of Culture for the Memphis football team, dog. You like that?
Yeah, I like that. That's a good title for you.
And we're going to try
volunteer Ministry of Culture.
Well,
you get no money.
Well, that's why my effort is as half-assed as it is.
I got it. Of course, I had to have it. I was right. April 20th.
Yeah, April 20th. Come on out.
For those that want to get out there, 3 o'clock.
Come on out. If you want, after the spring game, you can roll up a blunt with the Memphis football coach. We're going to have a – I'm just kidding. I'm joking. But
what are you doing?
Wouldn't that be a good promotion? I'm the Minister of Culture. Wouldn't that be a good promotion on the spring – after the spring – it's legal, isn't it? Isn't it legal now?
I've lost your mind this week.
I'm just saying we could get some people out there. You know what I'm saying? Former Memphis football players, we could come out. You know what I mean?
You said roll up with Ryan.
Well, I'm trying
roll
to
roll up with Ryan.
There you go. Boom. Roll up with Ryan. I mean, they're the ones that had the spring game on 420. They didn't expect there to be any kind of references. I mean, in this day and age, it's all the same. It's cool now. They don't test for weed anymore in the NCAA, I'm pretty sure. So,
well,
yeah.
Plenty of folks have smoked in the
same. Get in the rotation. We call it in the rotation with Ryan. You know what I mean?
We need to go to break.
That's a good idea, actually. That's why I got hired, to come up with ideas like that.
Next story.
Look, this is 2024. It's not that big of a deal anymore, all right? It's not 1998 where people are doing 15 years, unfortunately, for weed charges. You know, we've come a long way in society.
Right, but we don't need to just cloud over the spring game.
Yeah. It might be.
That'll be over.
It would add to the
That
experience.
Cloud will be at Overton Park on that day.
Yeah, no, that's true.
420.
It used to be a big day. Now it's not. It's another day. But Memphis football is $3 beers. All right? I'm just saying. We could really make it a party out there. Come back with the rundown. Jason and John, Eddie Sharn FM, ESPN.
Shoot 360.
is a place that you're going to love. If you have a hooper in the house, take him out to Shoot 360. Let him get on that technology, man. It's a blast because you're really, really learning how you can tweak your jump shot, how you can get better at it. You want to be the next CC? Want to be the next Steph? Starts with the work. I'm sure they tell you the same thing. And it's no accident that the best shooters in the world have been on this technology and have it installed in their facility, right? That's not a coincidence. That's on purpose. So if you want to join that list someday, start with work. Shoot 360, 85 Market Center Drive.
Had to figure out who you're talking about. CC. Of course, yeah. You're talking about Caitlin Clark. Hit 9 threes, yeah. You can shoot it like Caitlin Clark, like Steph. This is definitely the technology that Steph and Clay used. And again, it's why our guy, that is young, is an investor in this technology. He knows it's the future. Memphis is a hooping town. So if you want to get good at hooping, and I mean all the way around the entire game, not just your shooting, but your ball handling, your passing, get out to Shoot 360. We like to call it the future basketball training. The thing is, it's happening right now in the present out at Shoot 360. Go see him at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville. You won't be disappointed.
Every day around this time. Yeah, man. Dr. Dre on the beat. This is actually Dr. Dre. A lot of people don't know that. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Carl Sheriff gone.
That brother gone.
Damn.
Don't do that.
All right, Brad, we're going to kind of go down this one by one and hit me with that sound bite after I say the name. Here we go. Naquan Tomlin.
That brother go home.
Javon Quinterly.
That brother go home.
Oh, thank God. Caleb Mills.
That brother go home.
We're going to fight, but it's unlikely.
Oh, that's
going to... I mean, I think, yeah. You know.
That's going to be a thing?
He's just trying to get back to, you know, walking again, playing basketball.
Right, yeah, that's...
Yes, the likelihood is he will not. His eligibility has been exhausted.
Jordan Brown.
That brother go home.
Jaquan Walton.
That brother go home.
He might show up to the roll-up with Ryan event. He might still have one more Memphis event left in him. Jaden Hardaway. Man.
Well, that he was short for Jaden.
I think Jaden's gone, right?
Gone? Yeah, Jaden. He's at none with eligibility.
Jalen Young. Oh, yeah, the list. Jalen Young.
He's real.
That brother go home.
I think that's it. I think that's David Jones? We don't know.
No.
We don't want to test you over there, Brad.
Brad with that
one. Want to test you. Carl Sheriff.
Brother Cashin.
He's looking for it. No, and he's as he should. But, yeah, Carl Sheriff is transferring. That news brought to us by Joe Tipton of Tipton Edits. And, you know, I will say, like, I didn't have the highest hopes for him, but damn.
Now it's 10 open scholarships.
It's 10 because you have Ashton,
Jordan,
Jared Harris.
Ashton, Jared Harris.
That's it. That's all you have.
And again, Jordan is only verbally committed to being back.
Absolutely.
Jalen Young did the same thing before the season was over. Now, it did seem like Jordan seemed pretty at peace with his decision, but that's, you know, it's never done until it's done. And so, but at this point, from what we're counting, this now represents 10 open scholarships.
Yes.
Yes. That's a lot to replace.
That is...
And it was more of that, right, John? With Sharon Fine, it was more, well, here's a guy you can keep in your system, right, keep in your program, and that's how you can perhaps, again, get to a point of continuity with that you don't have right now, is keeping some guys within the program. Well, here's another one gone. It's never a good thing just in that sense. What Sharon Fine was going to be determined. You know, what you've lost, to be determined.
Yeah.
But what it's done is left you with even more work to do.
Absolutely.
For Penny Hardaway and, you know,
I'm
Rick Stansbury, a big part of this as well, obviously.
I'm pretty sure. How many did he, I guess last year would have been kind of similar, right?
Yeah.
Who did he have?
You had more freshmen coming in. But so.
Carl.
Ashton,
that's two. But who was, any returners from last year? Oh, Malcolm returned. Who else?
Jaden.
Malcolm, Jaden, you had two returners. Is that it?
That was all left from the East stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that was it.
So that, I think it's similar to last year where he's having to rebuild and reconstruct the roster from scratch.
And he's got even, like, he's got no, he's, in this case.
Maybe you can fill one of those 10 with David Jones. Should say that before we go.
True. True.
You're hoping you can.
Yes. That, yes.
Be a big start.
I'm just going to operate on the assumption that David Jones is not returning, though. Just to be on the safe side. Just to be on the safe side.
We probably started with, you know, because Penny had said 70 to 60. But I'm kind of with you, you know. You know, go. You know, Lester started the pro career. He's rolling now. You know, and that was a guy who did not get drafted. And so, you know, David Jones, you could see him saying, okay, I can do that. And maybe say, I can do it faster.
Right.
So, again, I'm with you that it's. I would lean towards, yeah, he's not going to be back. But, again, that goes against what Penny said into the season. Again, these things change on a week-to-week basis.
Yes.
We'll see.
Yes.
Remember, Jordan said he got to do what he got to do for the most part, too.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's an unideal place to be.
It's still hard, even if you got David Jones in the fold. But it's just much harder.
Well, I mean, if you don't have David Jones,
I mean, it's start over. And
if you don't get David Jones back, you're not making the tournament. I feel pretty confident in that. Unless you pull a rabbit out of your hat. Unless you just have an unbelievable run in transfer portal. And he's done that. And we feel like you
and it
know,
started okay. Started
yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's like, but it's like hard to trust it until it's like the third week of February. That's when I'll believe it.
Just a lot of work, man.
It is a lot of work. It's like
you figure Penny at some point, you know, whether it's Jonathan or Sharon fans, just it's almost more work to keep these guys in here, just in the sense because you don't have to go find another one that then you got to start over with.
Yeah,
I mean, at one point you thought Carl Sharon Font was good enough to when developed contribute to your program.
Yes,
now he's walking out the door. And it just feels like you know you're okay with that in the sense that okay, I'll just go get 10 now. It's like that's not the way to continuity. It's not the way to culture and identity. Not having you know this much turnover year to year basis. We've said it's hard. It's hard to do.
Yeah,
you shouldn't want to do this as a college coach.
Exactly. I mean, because here's the problem. Here really is the problem.
We teach in every year.
He has two assistants that can't help him. He has two assistants that are on the staff that cannot help him get players. And it's just, you know, I hate to be so blunt about it, but.
He didn't get, what was that guy, Nas?
Yeah.
Where are the Renz players? Tylar ended up not coming.
Right.
But where are the New York Renz was the team that Borman, yeah. The grassroots team Borman was associated with.
I don't believe he has contributed anything.
Point. And in Faraji, again, Penny's recruiting Memphis.
Exactly.
I love Faraji death. Great coach. And, clearly they feel he's valuable on that staff. But we're talking players
exactly.
Now. So to your point,
it's
I can't make a case that those two are contributing in that area.
It's Penny and Rick. It's all going to fall to Penny and Rick.
Everything is Penny and Rick on the player.
Yeah. And look, I'm not saying that – I don't know how it works at every place. I really don't. And so it may just be the head coach and the first assistant. I don't know, but it just feels like damn man, like
a lot of work.
Yeah, like
a lot of work.
Just it, you know, massive amounts of energy just to put something together, just to get something together here. And that's why, you really can't. Memphis needs
what?
To be selective with players, but Jason, how selective can they be when they have two, like, 100% coming in guys. And Ashton Hardaway and Jared Harris. Nick Jordan's verbally committed, but at any time, he can get a call from anybody, right? So it's hard to count on him, even though he said it. It's not like it's a 100% done deal.
When you have this many open spots, let's just use the Jaden Bradley example last year. Like, you can circle a guy. You can circle the PJ kid from Tulsa. And you spend 2 to 3 weeks trying to get it done, and then you miss. And what does it do? It sets you back. You got to start over at that position, that crucial position. Memphis had to do it last year, the point guard position. You end up with Javon Quinterly late, but that's the point. When you have to replace this much, ain't all of it going to be hit.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to miss on some, and maybe in some crucial positions, then the domino effect. Then you got to reevaluate who's left in the portal at that point. It's just, again, it is the opposite of ideal. When it comes to roster construction
100%.
Right now, Penny can get it. Him and Stansberry can get the players and fill out the 13 scholarships. There's no question about it. But, again, finding the right fits when you're not going to hit every time, You have a select amount of time. And, oh, by the way, you were saying last offseason you wanted everybody in here by June, right? That's you don't – this kind of having to do this much work doesn't lend itself to that kind of scenario that you want, that you know. And so that's why it's, again, you lost Carl Scheringfant. Carl Scheringfant wasn't a huge contributor last year, did show some flashes, especially defensively. The point is more, man, it's more work to do in terms of establishing now this culture identity that you've wanted here. And, hell, frankly, you were building for 5 years, especially on the defensive end, just seems, you know, you're starting over again.
Yep.
It's not what you want.
Exactly right. And so it's just it's hard to see. Like, that's what I'm trying to, like, I'm trying to see a path to success. I'm trying to see a path to the NCAA tournament. You know, if you get
if you get
who, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I wish I could come on here and I could tell you that there's light at the end of the tunnel, but I just don't. I can't with any good faith. It's a huge undertaking. It's an absolutely huge undertaking. And we're not talking about, like, a guy in his first year here. This is going into year 7. And I think that's the disappointing part about it. Now, look.
Again, Carl wasn't going to save it.
Carl was not going to save it, exactly. But it's more like just the symbolism.
It's emblematic.
Yes. It's the symbolism that, you know.
You're doing too much every offseason. Yes. I have to replay. This is too much work. We said it last time. We liked what was coming in. We still said, this is hard. You don't want to do this on a year-to-year basis.
Doubt.
You're right back in the same spot.
Well, because, like again, you go through all the players, right? Jordan Nesbitt, like, he's out of here, and you didn't keep him. You know, Camden and Anu, you didn't keep them.
Jonathan, who you redshirted, was in your program, right? You spent 2 years with him.
Exactly.
You let roll, and then what? He's leaving Creighton. Could have still been here, you know? Again, in the Lawsons and Pennies, you know, we were talking about that with Giannato last week. There's a history there, sure, but, again, representative of some. At some point, you got to keep some of these guys
exactly
if you
right.
want the consistency on a year-to-year basis.
Yes, and I think that's, again, that's the piece of it that has been a letdown. That's the piece of it that's been a letdown because you're basically, every single year, you're sort of just sort of tempting fate, it feels like. You know, you're just kind of playing with fire.
It can be done. Kansas State, Tang's first year. Who's the team this year had a ton of transfers? Everybody's writing, Memphis, you know.
Oh, Bama has a lot, don't
it's Bama.
They?
Bama went out and you transfer pool, everything else worked for them.
Yeah.
Okay, it can work in situations. It was working at Memphis, but it also.
But it's a volatile way to build a team.
It's harder.
It's a volatile way because you don't know how guys are going to mesh.
Much more volatile.
You know, yes. And it's like.
And we saw the example of it this year. How quickly it can all fall apart.
And let's be clear about Alabama, dude. They were not talked about as some contender. I mean, they were overachieving. And they were, you know, at one point in contention in the SEC. But they were falling off at the end of the year. I mean, the idea that, you know, they were not talked about as some Final Four caliber team. They put it together, you know. Just like NC State's put it together, random as hell. But that doesn't mean that it was just, oh, man, the recipe is so good. You have to – no, you'd rather not do it that way. You'd rather say, all right, listen, I have 6 sophomores. They're going to be juniors next year. I'm going to lose 2 of them. But I'm going to bring back 4. And then I'm going to pick up, 3 guys in the portal, and that's going to be my top 7. You know what I'm saying? I have a junior. I have a red shirt scene. Like
that's a lot.
You got to build like that. And I just, for whatever reason, the retention at Memphis. And I don't have all the – and I know retention is going to be low everywhere for the most part just because of the portal. But and you're exactly right. I don't want to make this out to be like some, oh, my God, Memphis lost Carl Scheringfant.
Well, that's how someone – but the point has been made here. It's not.
Yeah, it's like they've lost – they've lost a Carl Scheringfant every year.
Of a continuing issue.
And so
turnover.
Yes. You can never have that player develop into something bigger than himself as a freshman because they never stay. And I think that the opportunity cost there, I think, is what hurts. Like Jordan Nesbitt, I mean, he was playing, I think, at Hampton last year, but he was putting up good numbers. You know, he would have been a guy that if you had been able to keep, like he averaged 10-5 and 5. That's good. Now, that's Hampton, but you don't necessarily need every player to be the best. You just need contributors.
How many did you say have transferred from Kelvin over the
2.
Last? 2 in the last, was it?
10
was
years.
The stretch?
10 years. It was Caleb and LJ. No, excuse me.
Tremont Moore.
Tremont Moore, yes.
Yes. And again, you're not going to get to that.
Unrealistic.
But you have to get closer to it. You can't do it this way. And that's why when we look at Houston, we can see culture, identity, guys ready to step up when it's their turn. He's only lost two.
Yeah.
You know? The guys that he has believed in from the jump, whether he's brought him in transfer or whatever else, as freshman, everything else, he has stuck with.
Yep.
And that, you know, and again, it's why they are where they are. So there is Tipton had some more news. Here just broke. Big man from Illinois is visiting Memphis today.
Dane Danger?
Yeah.
Dane Danger.
As in danger. Kidding. It is danger. What can you say about Dane Danger?
He's a big boy.
Yeah, he is. He got a little meat to him from this picture
big
that
boy.
Tipton put out.
Hey, that's hilarious. Dane Danger.
How much did he play for Illinois?
He played quite a bit. He was like their backup big man.
Yeah, backup.
Yeah. Okay. He was pretty good for him.
Tipton reporting that this hour.
There we go. Oh, that's too
man,
good.
Man, you remember when we hit the quan for I mean, how exciting all that was? That's crazy. This season just went to hell in a handbasket so fast.
Yeah, he averaged 6.1 points a game, 3.6 rebounds, did shoot 67% from the field.
He must be a multi-year guy.
He is a junior, so I think he has 2 years left. Yeah.
You wouldn't be after him if it was just for 1 year.
He's not skilled.
He's right. He's just he's mass.
He's not mass. Skilled.
But you're bringing it. You would be
less skilled than DJ Burns, even.
Everybody's most skilled than DJ Burns.
Pretty damn cold.
But I mean, he's bigger than him with way less skill. Like 6 points a game off the bench. He's a body for Illinois.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
No, that's what he was. I mean, you bring him in. You know, in theory that he could be. You know,
we need everything, y'all. Yeah,
he was horsing out
role players, big men, little men.
Again, you have to sort of project here that six in the Big Ten. Right. Could be 10 in the AAC.
That's
it could
fair.
Be 11 in the AAC.
Well, we've seen that movie before with our homie from Louisiana in that.
Yeah, no.
Jordan
I mean,
Brown.
Sounded like.
Well, that's kind of the opposite, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of like he played in the low level and he transferred to a higher level. He's played at a higher level, transferred to a lower level.
He couldn't even get a quarter of what that boy did.
But I think Dane Danger will come in here and just be just fine. I'm with it. Let's go.
You seem very excited.
I'm fine with it.
We just picked you up with that news.
Yeah, because it's group chat. I mean, it's just funny because all season long, they make jokes. They call it the danger zone when he gets in.
Oh, I mean, limitless opportunities there just with nicknames and everything else.
Yeah, there we go. I mean, I tell you what, he'd be a fun player. He'd be a fun player to root for. I don't know who else he's considering, but some people are saying he would be the perfect Memphis Tiger.
Just you.
Hey, it's a start. And he's a big body, man. He's a big body. So.
Now checking in for the Memphis Tigers, Danger.
Danger Zone, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I like that one.
Exactly.
I like this one better.
Yeah, you got to love Mystical, man. Or not.
That's good.
Is he
or
in prison?
Not. I would just, no, I don't, might be out. Was.
Was in prison.
Oh.
Mystical had a run. It didn't last long.
Mystical, not yeah.
Dane Danger did average 9.5 a game last year when he played more minutes. He played 20 minutes a game. So I mean, I think you could conceivably get 12 to 13 out of this guy at the AAC. I mean, he's 6'9", 270. I mean,
I need to get some rebounds.
There's not going to be many players in the AAC that can handle that. You know what I'm saying? Just in terms of that weight. Big Ten, different beast altogether. But in the AAC, come on, man. The road to a national championship is getting dangerously started.
You need to slow down. This is the first one, bro.
You're
already acting a fool.
It's a big step. It's a 6'9".
I mean, is he the first one that's been reported on campus?
I believe
so. I think so.
So.
I didn't see a PJ report on campus. But
yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, we'll monitor that.
Serious when they come on campus.
There you are.
Dane Danger. Gotta love it.
Next story.
The work is cut out for Penny Hardaway, no doubt.
Memphis Grizzlies get the win 110-108 last night. We mentioned that Jaren Jackson Jr. was big, 40 points for him in what was his 65th game. We had touched on that yesterday. Very important in the sense now that he qualifies for the all-defensive teams, et cetera. I imagine that's the main thing for Jaren Jackson Jr. Probably not going to be the defensive player of the year. That is clear now. But I do imagine he's going to be on one of those all-defensive teams. They were down 15 at one point against those sorry Detroit Pistons. Kay Cunningham is good. I will say that. He had 36 last night, 8 assists and 4 rebounds. Did miss the about 11 or 12 footer for them there at the end. Kay did to give the Grizzlies the win. We mentioned it with Jessica Benson. It wasn't just Jaren Jackson that was good. So was Brandon Clark, who continues to show. I think he had 5 offensive rebounds. Drew Hill pointed it out, too. Was getting a lot of his stuff with those signatures, floaters around the basket. Just, you feel good about Brandon Clark for next year, especially the way I'm looking at it, in that sixth spot again, not as a starter. I don't think that's where you necessarily want him. You got to feel real good about where he's at right now. We had seen the all-star footage of him being down with Jaren and working out pretty well. That is translated over on the court, it feels like to me, and I think Jess made the best point. It's really for Brandon, you know, finishing what you started in terms of this rehab, right? Getting back. That was the main thing, and he's doing that right now, and I imagine the mental part of it, right? That confidence that comes back, I got this, I'm back, I'm fully back. Even when you're, you know, hopping out of traffic, you know, you get tied up with somebody. That happened in his first game back, and he's, you know, he's hopping out of it, not favoring anything. And mentally, you know, I talked to Markelle Crawford about that a long time ago. He came back from a devastating knee injury that once threatened his career, and he talked about it. Jason, it's the mental part for me, the going up for a dunk in a way that I wouldn't have questioned before the injury that comes up now beforehand. Mental can be just as big a part of your rehab as the physical. And so it looks like, and again, it's small sample size, but that Brandon Clark is fully back for the most part. And again, you'll feel real good about him going into next season. I will say, and I touched on this first hour, and I'm going to bring it up. I don't think it's necessarily in stone or definitive, but last night Taylor Jenkins was talking about how good Jaren was and points out the 40 points, playing downhill, getting to the line. It's really impressive what he's done, Taylor said, since probably the middle of January when we made the change.
Mm.
When we made the change.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the change to center, okay? And I heard today, others in Memphis, in the media, everywhere, speculate that the Grizzlies' plan is to play Jaren at center in the future. Now, that is something I have long pushed back on. And what are we talking about here with what we've discussed from a draft standpoint, going out and getting a veteran big to do what? To put next to Jaren? I think we've sort of been on the opposite side of that. No, Jaren's best suited to be your 4. You put a big next to him like Steven, like he's had all of his career. Frankly, going back to Michigan State, that guy beside him who would do the rebounding just seemed to be like the no-brainer. But to hear, and again, I'm not saying Taylor is saying this when we made the change, but to hear some speculate that they think it's the Grizzlies' plan to have Jaren at center scares me. It scares me to death, and I hope they're wrong because I've been operating under the assumption that, no, that is not the plan, that you will go find that veteran 5, whatever, or say the plan, draft a big whatever to put next to him, that's what you do. It's when you get the best Jaren, right, the most effective Jaren, when he's allowed to roam and he doesn't have to focus on what's frankly a weakness for him when he's playing center, which is rebounding. He has struggled. There's no question about it when it comes to that area. And my starting center on a contending team, I need to be able to depend on him to rebound. And so back to that point, I'm just, again, the speculation's out there, and I'm saying this is more media than it is anything coming from the Grizz necessarily, but I thought we had all reached a point where we thought Jaren was quintessential 4, need to put a 5 next to him. Was a little taken aback by the idea that, I think the Grizzlies are moving Jaren to center, and as, you know, they made the change back in January. This is a wash of a season.
Yeah.
Like, you can make the change because you need him there right now. I'm hoping it is not so indicative of their plan going forward, putting Jaren Jackson at the center position, because I don't think that's what's best for a contending team, nor does it suit Jaren best.
Yeah, I think that is absolutely right. I don't think the experiment has looked great. I feel like it would not translate to what the Grizzlies were able to do, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I just kind of feel like he needs, and the Grizzlies need, that one mass center who can,
especially regular season wise.
Yes, just to hold up.
We saw against Minnesota, Brandon Clark and Jaren was great together, and there's probably going to be instances, maybe even playoff series, where that's what you want to roll with, as opposed to a prototypical 5 next to Jaren. But I don't want that on him all season long, having to defend, in some cases, bigger, stronger. What does it look like against Jokic? You know, what does Jokic do? Whatever he wants, pretty much. You know, again, I want that responsibility on a veteran center. I want somebody else banging with those guys, allowing Jaren to roam. So, again, Jaren, great game last night. Taylor Jenkins, and rightfully so, talked about how great Jaren's been all year long, and he has. Listen, it's not just about him getting to 65 so he can get on these all-award teams. He has been a leader in going out there and playing pretty much all season long with guys in and out. He's been a leader of the young guys and everything else. And he has set the tone, really, in terms of this culture that Taylor's trying to establish, that, look, guys, when we're out there, we're going to go. And I'm not going to, you know, just because I'm a starter and one of the, you know, key cogs for next year, I'm not going to go any less, go, you know, not go hard because this season's a wash. He has gone hard every game, and there's so much to be gained from that, just in terms of leadership, locker room, everything else. I think he's had a fantastic season, and I want him at the four next year to start the year, because I think it's better for a contending team that you do so. Hopefully that's the case. Grizzlies got seven more. Next up is Wednesday at Milwaukee, and it'll be five of their final six at FedEx Forum as we play out the string here for the Grizzlies.
Yep, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Nick Friedell is going to join us, and we'll talk to him about the NBA and the playoffs as they are obviously, you know, shaping up here. Rajon Rondo has retired from the NBA. Did not realize that that was in question, but apparently it was. And so he is retired. Also, in other news, Mike Miller announces he is retired from the NBA. As does Zach Randolph. Zach Randolph has announced he retires from the NBA. So.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, did you happen to see that that the men's prices versus the women's prices for the Final Four?
I did not.
Well, the women's prices are significantly higher in terms of the get-in than the men. Significantly higher. But there's some context, Jason,
yeah,
that a lot of people, you know, don't really think about or try to find. But the women are get-in is $970. The men is $571, just to put. But the men are playing in an arena that's 60,000,
right?
And the women are. It's supply and demand, right? The women are at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland, that seats, you know, 18-20, and we know the men are at State Farm Stadium in Glendale. So there you go.
There you go.
I know you were worried about that.
I was.
Would you ever like want to go to a Final Four? If your team was not in it, does that just not appeal to you?
Oh, no. I'd love to be a part of the
okay, well, next year,
pageantry.
Next year, I have a plan. I have a proposition for
Josh
you.
Josh couldn't get me there.
I have a suggestion. Do you know where the Final Four in 2025 happens to be?
I mean, look, nope.
You really don't know?
No, I'd looked.
Any guesses?
Nah.
Good.
Phoenix.
No, it's in Phoenix this year.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's a joke.
Jason, the 2025 Final Four is in a place
Acapulco
where you have great history. Oh, yeah. where you have lived and died. It is not Jefferson City, Missouri. All right?
I was just born there.
The 2025 Final Four.
Gosh, yeah, get the drum roll ready. He's stretching this out, Brad.
Is in San Antonio. Do you know what the significance of that is?
Yeah, that's where Jeff and Gary got to arguing.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, because they were down there to cover a Final Four, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's the story.
So I think we both need to go down there next year, and we need to exercise our demons and have some closure.
I almost wish I'd heard that. I've heard so much about that blow-up.
You have heard it.
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, buddy. I think I had it. I uploaded it to my SoundCloud, but Jeff would be so mad if I played it.
Right. I think that's why you didn't end up. Maybe I heard part of it.
Jeff would be mad if I played it.
Seems like it's.
No, Jesus.
Did Wes, did you cut that off?
Thank you if you did.
Wes, did you cut that off?
Jeff, yes. I did not.
Why? Because it's awful, Wes, right? Well, no, it's tremendous.
It's a little
Wes,
lengthy.
You tell me. Just, you talk, Wes. What do you think? No. No, play the last one then. Play the last one. I've got three. Play the last one. Wes?
Over?
Who is Wes?
You say
where's
over?
He these days?
Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Which one, Gary? I hate them all. Why do you have no soul? I'm serious. If you look inside of your heart, do you have no soul?
You tell me why you like this.
I'm sitting here, literally, I'm sitting here on a balcony. You have to set the scene here. I'm sitting on a balcony in San Antonio, and while I have tried to, and this is typical of us, I have tried to talk. There are flowers. Are there not flowers, Gary?
They're pretty. They're beautiful.
And there's garbage, right?
And there's garbage.
And who's been talking about the flowers?
You.
And who's been talking about the garbage?
Me.
Right. Okay, there's a river. Mm-hmm. Beautiful river, right?
Right.
Beautiful river and birds. Mm-hmm. Who's been talking about the beautiful river and the birds?
You.
And who's been talking about the
Gary's old.
Immigrants who've been sweeping up around us? No one, actually, but the garbage cans. Who's been talking about the garbage cans? Who's been talking about how clammy it is? And what was the word you used?
Muggy.
Muggy. Who's been talking about clammy and muggy?
I have.
Exactly. And so the difference here is that I'm standing here on this cusp of this great moment. I am standing here on this cusp of this great moment, this great day in Memphis history.
Amen.
And I am looking for inspiration. And when I hear those words, they touch my soul. They move my spirit. They make me, I literally have a thrill going through my entire body.
Your
listening
entire
to those
body?
Speeches. Those speeches transport me to another time. I hear the foot, the hoofbeats. I hear the rhetoric. I see the men. I see the fight between fear on the one hand, because they have to feel fear. Would you not feel fear? You would have run and cowered in the back. And see that fear on the one hand, and see the opportunity for glory on the other. See all that is possible, the possibilities. It's the fight, the human fight between fear and nervousness and possibilities. Now, and in a much smaller way, that's exactly what your Tigers are going to be faced with this morning. Are they going to sit there and think? Millions and millions of people are watching, and are they going to shrink for the moment? Or are they going to seize the moment so that when they're back and they're lying dead in their beds, not dead in their beds, they're lying in their beds, would they not want to go back and transport themselves and have that moment again? And I hear that, and I am truly stirred by it. It gets me here in my heart. And you, sitting there on this morning, you'd just rather be in bed. I don't know how you can live with I do not know how you can live with yourself. All right, go ahead. And if Eddie, go ahead. What's our KQPTN number? Give us that number. 496. Text us 49617. Who is right on this, by the way? Is Gary right? Am I right?
We haven't even established what I'm trying to say.
You're saying that the rhetoric's garbage.
They're all three cliches.
You have to wait.
Cliche,
you have to hold
like,
on now.
Typical radio
stuff. You have to
and
wait
you're
until
to be
the
smarter
end.
Than that. And now you're playing.
They're not.
Because the blow up hasn't happened quite yet.
Minute 30 left here.
Okay.
It's cliche.
It's moving.
It's cliche.
You would know. You who wrote Houston, We Have a Problem within the last year would know cliche.
I've never written that.
It's fat. You did.
No, I didn't. It was a headline. You know I don't write headlines. It's a cliche. You're supposed to be smart.
No, it's moving. It transports you to another time.
No.
Let's see what the people say.
The people are stupid. That's exactly right.
You have this whole, you're better than the people who like the Tigers. You're better than the people who are moved by the Tigers. You are unmoved by the Tigers. You are unmoved by the moment. You are a cynical son of a gun.
You don't think playing Braveheart is cliche?
Not at all. What I've done if I thought it was cliche.
Every arena in the country plays Braveheart.
Are you going to
every
the
arena
entire
in the country?
Club, who plays? Okay, Henry V. Then. When's the last time you heard the Henry V?
That's the one
you stopped.
That's just old.
That's just you being old.
Shakespeare is old.
That's scary.
That's scary
right there. He'd rather hear Jay-Z because Shakespeare is old.
No.
All right, go to John. Take John. John, are you on? Let's talk about the game. You on?
We dropped John.
We dropped John.
He dropped, actually.
That's because Gary, instead of going with the thing, Gary just has to be difficult.
No,
you're just a difficult man, Gary.
You asked me if I liked
the... No, I didn't. You interrupted the thing in the middle of it. You do it.
Oh, God. Every listener out there was glad that I interrupted that one. Absolutely, they had have been.
Jeff is throwing a hissy fit on the balcony at the Riverwalk. You should see this. You that angry that I interrupted that clip?
No, I just don't know what you want to talk about.
You that angry?
Hey,
just a clip.
And
from
I think
a movie?
That's it. I think that's.
Why would you? I'm not angry.
I love that. I love him. I love Jeff coming back saying I'm not angry. Yeah, that's a Final Four tradition unlike any other. Do you have questions? You seem like you have questions.
Did he walk off at that point and the show ended?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think they finished. Yeah, I think
that's good.
Yeah,
that was fairly simple. I didn't seem that bad.
I think as often as those two talked,
yes,
I'm surprised that didn't happen more often.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
because
very rare.
Right. I got the sense that Gary was over it because he had been covering a long season, and Lord knows I've never been to that point, but I'd get tired. Doing much less,
right?
In terms of Memphis didn't advance that far, obviously. Yeah, and then you know,
I think he had just started at CBS. I think like that.
So I could. It felt like he was feeling
that
like,
year,
like he was worn down.
Well, yeah, because I think it was just one of his first years doing national, right?
Yeah,
like, one of his first 3 years.
And then to Jeff's credit, Jeff's trying to do a show,
right?
You know, Jeff's trying to do his thing,
rally the people.
And so it was two guys in two different places mm-hmm. who talked to each other a lot. And I can completely
synthesize this perfectly.
I can completely relate to the whole, you know, me and you have been in it on the air.
Yes.
We're close. You know what?
Absolutely.
We're human.
After a while, we get tired
of each other.
No question.
Right. And when one's trying to do something the other one doesn't want to do, a lot of times you're going to have some pushback on that. It was natural.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, it didn't happen more. But to be honest with you, that's what made those two so great together. It's like, I don't know. Right, for all those years, something about those two going back and forth and the chemistry they had, you know, of course there was going to be one of those. You know what I'm saying? After all those years, I think they're both great.
Yeah.
I could feel where both of them were coming from in that sort of
That's what makes it funny and clip and very interesting.
I could relate to both of them.
That's pretty calm on the list of explosions
there's been times, John, where I'm trying to, you know, We're doing a show. We want to do a good job, and maybe you've come to work, and the shoe's been on the other foot where you've had to pick me up to do a show I haven't felt like doing that day because of whatever I've got going on in my life. I feel like you've been in the same situation where I've had to pick you
up.
Bro. We gotta inject some life into this thing. And that's what it felt like Jeff was kind of trying to do.
No doubt.
So it's just natural, man. Natural.
There's a lot of like inner stuff that people just don't and can't understand, you know, about it's one thing to come to work every day with people and you're like, you're not like your interactions are not broadcast to, you know, over a massive, you know what I'm saying, frequency. But it's different, you know, and you cannot help but allow what's going on in your personal orbit sometimes to come over. We try not to, you know, but again, human beings. And it's a lot easier if something's going on with you in your life. Most of you listening right now can go to work and it's like not a problem because you don't have to like talk to the person, right? You don't have to like have a 3-hour conversation with that person every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is the job, you know what I mean? Like, and it's why, frankly, everybody can't do it. Everybody can't have a partner, right, for a long time, unless they're true friends. I mean, it's just, in my opinion, I mean, unless it's like a national thing where, you know, you guys are just kind of stuck together and that just is what it is. But even then, I think it's all on borrowed time, man, because your personal stuff, you cannot help but be personal in this job, you know. And I think they were also like out drinking the night before. I think that was the backstory as well, the context. But yeah, man, it's, you know.
So we're going back to San Antonio.
Yeah, I mean, my plan is to be there. I have unfinished business.
I'm sorry?
I have unfinished business in San Antonio.
What's your unfinished business?
I'm going to piss on the Alamo Dome. Okay?
And that's a goal for you. That's a bucket list item for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to get my revenge on San Antonio and them big women. All right?
Okay.
I'm just saying. That's happening.
That's why you want to be there.
I have to get my closure with that place. The hellscape that it was for us in 2008. I have to get it, and I'm going to, and I'll do the show. I'll bring my Blue Yeti down there just like I was in Vegas. Yeah, well, I'll do the show, but I've got to get my pound of flesh from the city of San Antonio. Memphis going to be there next year, bro. I mean, when they get Dang Danger on this roster, are you kidding me? Can you imagine Dang Danger in San Antonio, Jason? The Illinois big man that's visiting campus today? I don't think you can. I don't think the world is ready for Danger. The Danger Zone. Oh, yeah. The Danger Zone coming to Memphis.
Y'all ain't trying to get me giddy.
No, you can't get me giddy over 6 points.
It's
going to
take a lot
more. But, it's a start. It's one step if he ends up. And usually if these guys come on campus, the probabilities that they commit. That's usually the way it works. So, anyway, interesting. Yeah, San Antonio, that's the tradition. Come back. Nick Friedell going to join us at 125. Talk to him about the NBA and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's home for all the latest tournament updates and reactions. Presented by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today and take your game to the next level with the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
Tournament time with 92.9.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.